From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes from the archive of Susan Stauffer. One of the joys of being in a location far from the lights of cities is those nights when a full moon lights up the night world. Full moons appear approximately every 29 and a half days, when the moon is located on the side of the earth directly opposite of the sun. Full moons have names. Did you ever wonder why? Native Americans have been a primary source of full moon names in North America. As the seasons progress, the names of full moons reflect what is going on in nature. Some of the traditional names for full moons, according to the Farmer's Almanac and National Geographic, are as follows. January, wolf moon, for the howling of hungry wolves during the cold times of midwinter and lack of food. February, snow moon, after the snowy weather of North America. March, worm moon, referring to earthworms warming in the spring or larvae emerging from the bark of trees and other locations. April, pink moon, after the appearance of one of the first spring wildflowers known as wild ground phlox, which are pink. May, moonflower, as the flowers of the springtime are in full force during this month. June, strawberry moon, when the strawberries or other berries ripened in the northeastern United States. July, buck moon, when the antlers of the male deer are in full growth mode. August, sturgeon moon, when the sturgeon in the Great Lakes were easiest caught. September, harvest moon, when corn is harvested. October, hunter's moon, when wild game is getting ready for winter by fattening themselves up and hunters are going out to hunt them. November, beaver moon, when the beavers are busy making their winter dams. December, cold moon, when the cold sets in and the nights are dark and long. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.